Good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. We're returning on Friday into Erev Shabbos with great thanks to our series sponsor, Menzi and Tzipora Fishman. Aschus v'chai Rivka bat Tzipora Fertel, memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov ben David Aryeh, and in memory of Menzi's father, Rabbi Yoshua Chaim ben Shmuel. So I want to tell you why Shabbos means so much to me, particularly right now. It's been a very difficult week for Klal Yisrael in general, and specifically there have been some horrific losses, some sad circumstances. But the big picture that all Am Yisrael, our whole people, should feel connected with is the danger, the threat from Iran, from an axis of evil in the Middle East, from our own infighting and divisiveness. There are so many things that seem wrong. And whereas I used to feel very attuned to want to check what's in the news, what's the latest, what's happening, certainly we've gotten spoiled with all the challenges of the last few years to check the news and see another enemy we set back, another enemy we wiped out, another enemy we defeated, another enemy that we were able to compromise. Now we turn on the news and unfortunately, we don't even recognize, and there are things that are so disturbing and frightening and we don't even know what was going to be. And that is exactly where Shabbos comes in. And that is my challenge to you and to myself this week, is that so often we sit around our Shabbos table and we talk about, we analyze, we conjecture, we speculate about what's going to be. But Shabbos has to be our cocoon, our Ir Miklat, our city of refuge. Shabbos is the place that protects us. Shabbos reminds us that Hashem is in charge and everything's going to be okay, and stop talking about and stop worrying about those other things. Of course, on Shabbos, we still daven for our holy brothers and sisters, for the soldiers of the army, for Klal Yisrael and Am Yisrael in so many circumstances. But those conversations that are speculative, that are debates, that are political, that are unsure of the future, they just bring us down and they just compromise and contaminate our Shabbos. Shabbos is that place of purity. Shabbos is that place of escape. Shabbos is that place of serenity. Shabbos is that place of Menuchas Emes ve'emunah, Menuchas Shalom ve'shalva. It's that place that for 25 hours we don't have to know, we don't have to follow. But then 25 hours we return to that default of knowing that Hashem is in charge, He's in control, and therefore everything is going to be okay. Shabbos, the way we're able to do that is because we get something called the Neshama Yisera. We get our additional soul. In Chazal, Darshan, Gemara, Beit Zadav, Tezayin, we learn from the word Vayinafash. Vayinafash. In Parshas Kisisa, from the word Vayi Nafash, Vay of the Nefesh. Vay of the Nefesh. Vayi Nafash on Erev Shabbos. When we rest, Vay of the Nefesh. And the Mepharshim already, the Baal Shem Tov is a famous insight, point out that this learning should be on Motzei Shabbos. It's when we're going back into the week, when we're losing our extra soul, the Vay of the Nefesh. Vay means Oyvei, woe unto me, Avda, I'm losing Nefesh, that extra Neshama. So why do we learn on Erev Shabbos we receive an extra neshama from a word that is darshaned, that is being learned to tell us that we lost that neshama? So Baal Shem Tov explained what it means, Asemis elaborated, is that every Shabbos since Kabbalah Satorah we receive that neshama Yisera, but we realize what we lost with the Chet Adam Arishon. Had we not made that fatal mistake, that fatal error early on, we could have lived with this serenity, this peace, this tranquility, this wholesomeness, this completion, this faith. We could have lived with it all the time. This neshama that's Yisera on Shabbos for 25 hours, that respite and reprieve that we get, we could have had it all the time. Vay of the nefesh, we lost it. But the Sfasemis elaborates and he says, what it also means is that on Erev Shabbos we have a job. Vay of the nefesh, like Hashavas Aveda, let's go return and restore, let's go get back what we lost. And what did we lose? We lost peace of mind. We lost serenity. We lost the faith to know Hashem is in charge. He's in control. He's got a plan. And this is all part of it. And as we go into Shabbos and spend 25 hours off the grid, 25 hours not checking on the news, 25 hours not worrying about what will be, Vay of the Nefesh, let's go Hashavas Aveda. What's the Aveda? What is that lost thing that we are reclaiming? The lost thing that we're taking back? The Hashavas Aveda, the lost thing that we're taking back is our peace of mind, our serenity, our tranquility, our happiness. How can we take it back? How can we reclaim it? How can we have a Hashavas Aveda on Shabbos? By committing ourselves not to talk about the things that are aggravating, the things that divide us, the things that splinter us, the things that cause us to be anxious. Shabbos is a time to learn, laugh, sing, love. Shabbos, there's so many other things to talk about. Ideas, big ideas, ambitions, dreams, people, connections, faith, Hashem, to be with Hashem, to be with others, to be with ourselves. And so as we're going through this particularly difficult time, I was thinking a lot about this, how badly we need Shabbos. All week long, we have to know the news. All week long, we have to be involved in advocating and lobbying. All week long, we have to be involved in davening and supporting. All week long, there are action items for us to do to change the circumstance that we are in. But come Shabbos, for 25 hours, we can shut it off, shut it down, retreat, return, Hashavas Aveda, take that Aveda, that lost item, take back that peace of mind that we've lost, that Amirz Hashem we can experience and have not only on Shabbos, but we can get it back in a more permanent way as well. May we make Havdalah to Besoros Tovos, make Havdalah to good tidings and good news, to hearing good things, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan is coming to fruition, that we're finding out exactly what it's about, and Amirz Hashem, we should celebrate only the best of everything.